part of the work along this way, whether it's done within the transmission or not, is the natural and normal unfolding through evolution of the scientific process and through greater experiences, discoveries that are made. As people go further, there is the understanding through science of some of the functions of the mystic and acceptance of the value of the paths, which is the acceptance of the reasons behind why they're brought into being and why some of the work is being done, how it's being done. And as people, regardless of whether they are religious or not religious, connected with some sort of a spiritual organization or not, but are within the sciences and are seeking truth, and this is the basis of real science, seeking that which is real and that which is truth, it is natural and normal that there would be the unfolding and the understanding of greater and greater levels of awareness, and the understanding more of what the mystic has spoken of through the ages. And this goes along with how people function. So through science, the relation of science, mysticism, the inner and the outer becomes more apparent, and then people begin to live more in this manner of the real in their everyday lives. If you are part of an actual transmission and real work, real guidance, and you are getting that inner instruction, the unfoldment in a more real manner, then certainly part of the people involved in that, some of you will be scientists. And then about some of you within that group, as you grow further in understanding, realization, and experience, then depending upon how you particularly are led and guided, you'll find ways and means to apply your sciences to provide outer validation of some of the inner work. And then this will lead to a greater acceptance of how things work in a more real way. And then this will lead toward society growing and accepting of these teachings, not so much as spiritual, mystical teachings, but just as the way we do things. Certainly, fire is an example where it was considered to be magical at one point, and then there was a scientific basis for it, and now the understanding of it is so normal that it's part of everyday life. So do you have the experience and understandings of the finer realms, the effect of thought and feeling on health, the body, mind, and spirit whole thing that is being developed, the effect of sound, light, color, the effect of concentration, meditation, and health, and in happiness, that all of these are being explored both scientifically. And if you are in an outer capacity, and by this I mean you're not working within a guided situation, initiatic, within a transmission, that you're not working from the perspective of mystic apprenticeship, but rather are experiencing outwardly, then your seeking of the truth will lead toward the real. And if you are seeking the real from an inner manner, then, and your strength and background is in science, then I strongly suggest you keep open the door for those opportunities which are being called to you to express the inner in ways that are understandable through science. Now, you'll find that guidance then comes in accord with your understanding, with your capacity, and with the work that's needed. So it is not a random thing. It doesn't mean you've got to do this. But if you're within a tradition, certainly open the way for the possibility of the expression through science also, as well as other means, and as and the conveyance, continued conveyance through the initiatic structure. There are lots of ways to convey the real into society, and this is one of them, and this is a very strong one, because this is how a lot of people think in an outer way, and they reason that way, and what they depend on upon for making steps, this being science. So utilizing the scientific method, one can apply the inner teachings and the mystic work toward the outer. It's justified, it's proven, and then it's shown to a certain degree. To go beyond that, certainly we'll take steps that are more along the line of faith. But even this, as the scientific method is applied, as measuring devices are refined, as people experience more and more, so too will this be accepted more and more within general society. Now, this is an important area to look at because it provides a way for your work, the expression of your work in this world. And part of the greater current work is in utilizing these sciences as means to express and convey the inner teachings, the mystic realization, points toward into this world, so that it can be accepted and utilized more and more by many peoples.